Chapter 11. Cape couldn't help but cry out. His mother was seated against the wall of the cave, her once blue dress dyed black and red with blood, dried and fresh. Lena's dark hair was matted, darker than normal, stringy with blood. The right side of her face was pristine, perfect. All the blood was coming from the left side of her head, travelling down her hair like a wick, blooming on her dress. Sanson sat next to her, his eyes closed, head back, clothes almost as gory. At Kip's cry, his mother's eyes fluttered. There was a huge dent in the side of her head. Or Hollum be merciful, her skull was shattered. She stared in his direction for several moments before she found him. Her eyes were a horror to behold. The pupil of her left eye was dilated, the right a tight pinprick. And the whites of both were completely bloodshot. "Kip," she said, "never thought I'd be so happy to see you." "Love you too, mother," he said, trying to keep his tone light.
"My fault," she said.
Her eyes fluttered and closed. Kip's heart seized. Was she dead? Before today, he'd never seen anyone die. Or Hollum, this was his mother. He looked at Sanson, who looked healthy despite all the blood on his clothes.
"I tried, Kip. The Alcaldessa wouldn't listen. I told her." "Even his own family didn't believe him," Kip's mother said,
her eyes still closed.
"Even when the soldiers rode down his mother and split his brother open, Aidan Martyr stood there, arguing how our satrap wouldn't possibly do such a thing to his own people. Only Sanson ran away. Who would have thought he was the smart one in that family?"
"Mother, enough," Kip's voice came out whiny, childish.
"You came back, though, didn't you, Sanson? Tried to save me. Unlike my own son. Too bad he didn't try to help me like you tried to help your family. Or I might still have a chance."
Her words touched some deep well of rage, potent but uncontrollable. He pushed it down, pushed the tears back.
"Mother, stop. You're dying."
"Sanson says you're a drafter now." "Funny," she said bitterly. "All your life you're a disappointment. And you learn to draft today. Too late for any of us."
With effort, she took a deep breath, then opened her eyes and fixed her gaze on Kip, taking a little while to focus.
"Kill him, Kip. Kill the bastard."
She lifted a narrow, filigreed rosewood jewellery case as long as Kip's forearm from the floor of the cave beside her. Kip had never seen it before. Kip took the case and opened it. There was a dagger inside, double-edged, of an odd material, starkly white, like ivory, with a thread of black winding down the centre to the point, and no other adornment save for 7 diamonds embedded in the blade itself. It was the most beautiful thing Kip had ever seen, and he didn't care. He had no idea what the blade was worth, but the case it had come in alone would have paid for a month of his mother's binges.
"Mother, what is this?" "And I thought Sanson was slow," she said,
hard, sneering, dying. Afraid.
"Put it in his rotten heart. Make that bastard suffer. Make him pay for this."
"Mother, what are you saying?" Kip asked, despairing. "Me kill King Haradul?" She laughed, and the motion made a fresh wash of blood spill down her head.
"You're a stupid, stupid boy, Kip. But maybe a dull sword can go where a sharp one wouldn't be allowed."
Her head bobbed. Her breathing was getting laboured. Her head drooped to her chest, and Kip thought she was dead. But her eyes opened once more, only one focusing, locking Kip in her glare. Her fingernails dug into his forearm painfully.
"You go. Go train to be a drafter. Go to the..."
She seemed to be searching for the word Chromeria, but couldn't find it. She noticed, looked furious, afraid. It was evidence she really was dying.
You learn what you need, but don't you forget me. Don't you forget this. Don't listen to him. You hear me? He's a liar. You will not fail me in this, Kip. You learn, and then you kill him. You understand?
Yes, Mother.
She was talking like she knew King Haradul. How could she have known him?
Kip, if you ever loved me, avenge me. Swear it by your worthless soul, Kip. Swear it, or I swear to Orholm I'll haunt you. I won't let...
She lost her train of thought. Kip looked over at Sanson, who stared back silently, horrified. Kip's mother's fingernails dug in deeper, and her seeing eye seemed almost aflame, demanding his attention, his promise. He said, I swear to avenge you, Mother, by my very soul. Something like peace stole over her features, softening the hard planes. Then she laughed, quietly, satisfied, somehow cruel, until her laughter stopped. A hand dropped from Kip's forearm, leaving bloody tracks.
I won't let you down, Mother. I'll go right...
She's dead. Kip stared at her woodenly, inexplicably numb. He closed her awful, bloodshot eyes.
Are you hurt?
Kip asked.
Huh?
Sanson asked.
Me?
Kip stared at him. No, genius, I'm talking to the dead person. It was cruel. Thoughtless. Sanson's eyes welled up with tears.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kip. I tried to get her out. Oh, it's too late.
He was right on the verge of breaking down. Kip was an ass.
No, Sanson, no, I'm sorry. Don't talk like that. It's not your fault. Listen to me. We need to act right now, not think. We're in danger. Are you hurt?
Sanson's eyes cleared and his chin lifted. He met Kip's gaze.
No, this blood is all... No, I'm fine.
Then we need to go right now while it's dark and raining. They've got dogs. They can track us. It's our only chance.
But, Kip, where are we going to go?
Odd. Just like that, Kip was the leader. Was it that he'd found some new well of strength, or was Sanson just that weak? No, don't even think like that, Kip. He trusts you. Can't that be enough? What if I'm not worthy of trust?
I'm going to be a drafter, Kip said.
I guess. So we need to get to the sea. We should be able to find a ship in Garriston that's going to the Chromeria. Sanson's eyes widened, obviously thinking about what Kip's mother had sworn him to, but he said nothing. But
how do we get to Garriston?
We float the river first. Kip realized then that he'd lost the purse Master Danavis had given him. He didn't even know when. So even if they made it down the river, they wouldn't be able to pay for the trip to the Chromeria.
Kip, the soldiers were in a big circle around the whole town. If they're still like that, we'll have to cross through their line twice, and the town's still on fire. The river could be blocked.
Sanson was right, and for some reason that made Kip suddenly furious. He stopped himself. This wasn't Sanson's fault. Kip's eyes felt hot. It was so hopeless. He blinked rapidly.
I know it's stupid, Sanson.
He couldn't look his friend in the eyes.
But I don't have any other ideas. Do you?
Sanson paused for a long moment.
Oh, I saw some dead wood on the bank that might work,
he said finally. And Kip knew it was his way of telling Kip he trusted him.
Then let's go, Kip said. Kip, do you want to, I don't know, say goodbye?
Sanson nodded in the direction of Kip's mother. Kip swallowed, holding the knife case in a white-knuckled grip. And say what? I'm sorry I was a failure, a disappointment, that I loved you even if you never loved me.
No, he said. Let's go.